Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right. Well, we had Mark Pastoria bringing us a story and keeping us up to date on how the Phillies are doing and how that relates to where the economy is headed, which is an interesting story, of course, and it just, again, logically doesn't necessarily make sense, but it's true. When the Phillies win the World Series, the economy turns down. So those things are now tied together, and somehow we've made it an indicator that if the Phillies win the World Series, we're headed for tough times. Well, that's interesting, but we want to try to get a little more scientific about this, a little more academic, intellectual, okay, when it comes to the economy. Let's try to do that, guys. Okay. Can we do that? Let's do that.
Here we go. What do you got for us?
Well, we're turning to chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
I mean, instead of looking at the Phillies, let's look at chocolate chip cookies. Look, chocolate chip cookies, as a way to explain inflation, really breaks it down, dumbs it down, makes it understandable. Certainly makes it, no pun intended, digestible, the information that is. We don't need to talk about whether chocolate chip cookies are digestible. We know that, unfortunately, all too well in some of our cases here. So we thought we'd run through. There's a very interesting article. We thought we'd pick up on it. This was in MLive. Really interesting. Food inflation explained through a chocolate chip cookie recipe. And it really does not only help break down, you know, how everything, the cost of everything impacts everything else, but specifically how and why it's happening. So let's do a little walkthrough on this, guys.
Okay.
By the way, this was published by Rose White, MLive.com. Really great article. Well done. Food costs gone up 10.9% since last year. So 10.9% food costs have gone up across the board. Well, if you take a look at a beloved chocolate chip cookie recipe, let's start with flour. Of course, flour is an essential ingredient in chocolate chip cookies. Since January 2020, the price of flour, while the average price of food has gone up, as I mentioned, 11% over the last year, the price of flour since 2020 has gone up 20%, 44 cents a pound. The cost has gone up. Now, of course, flour is a central ingredient, so that's one thing. Why did the cost of flour go up? Well, it's tied to the conflict in Ukraine. So see, these things all tie back. There's reasons, obviously, behind, and unfortunately, there's some nefarious cases where prices of some things go up because either retailers or brands or whatever it may be know they can raise prices because they can blame it on inflation even if the cost hasn't gone up for them. There's that kind of thing going on. But setting that aside, with everything else, there's a reason behind it. In the case of flour, the conflict in Ukraine. That says David Ortega, a food economist at Michigan State University. Well, beyond flour, let's get to the good stuff. Sugar, the price of sugar. Let's see what's happened to the price of sugar. Gone up 30% in the past 2 years. 30%. Again, the average over the last year was around 10, 11%. Sugar over the past couple of years gone up 30%. Okay, now why? Well, let's take a look at India. The world's second largest producer of sugar recently capped exports. Capping those exports impacts the global supply. When you have a decrease in supply and a steady level of demand, you got prices going up. Drives inflation. All right. Brazil, they've also impacted the price of sugar. They've dropped their production by double digits. Again, drop in supply, prices go up. Eggs. We've covered eggs. I think we covered on this show the cost of milk, didn't we, guys?
We did.
We had the cows, Brian Morton.
Quiet quitting.
The cows are quiet quitting. They're just not doing their job these days.
How about those chickens? But this is
the chickens. Look, cost of eggs.
They weren't even quiet. They just quit.
The chickens. Yesterday, you know, chickens have a rough go at it, guys. Take it easy on them. Yesterday, we covered the Costco chicken thing. Poor chickens. We eat more chicken in the U.S., by the way, than any other protein product. Chickens at the top of the list. But let's stick to chocolate chip cookies. Cost of eggs, 40% increase in the cost of eggs. Why? Let's take a look. Bird flu outbreak that affected over 40 million birds over the last couple of years. Again, limits the supply, drives the price up. We've got inflation. Chocolate chip cookies, our beloved chocolate chip cookies, costing more. This is why. Butter, another, I love the simplicity of a chocolate chip cookie recipe. You wonder why they're so good. You got
there's flour, only a few ingredients.
Sugar, eggs, butter. Okay. Cost of butter.
Well, costs we know that's gone up. Yeah.
Costs have gone up significantly, about 25%. Okay. So now you're beginning to see, guys, why it's time to go on a diet. Go for one chocolate chip cookie instead of two. Listen, I needed
this
a good
depressing.
Reason. It is. Okay. It is a little depressing, but you know what? The good news is this. Markets are cyclical. I'm telling you, markets are cyclical. You know, this is a good time to focus on dieting and focus on chocolate chip cookies a year from now. For those of us who eat
Perfect. Instead
of two or three, just one, you know what? That's going to impact the price of chocolate chip cookies ultimately.
Who eats just one chocolate chip cookie, Jeff?
No, one per each of us.
That's like one Oreo.
And I was speaking generally. In my case, I'm going to have to cut out two or three. But listen, cut the demand.
Quiet eating.
Mark Pastoria.
You coined new phrase.
There it is, a new phrase, quiet eating.
Hashtag
listen, that quiet
eating
impact the demand side, the price is going to come down. Well, clearly this is all an oversimplification, but you get the idea. I thought it was really interesting. You know, inflation can kind of be this kind of enigmatic, mysterious thing. It's happening. We don't always know why. But a deeper look and a deeper look into a simplistic recipe like chocolate chip cookies really makes the point. You look at it deeper, you got supply being cut, Brazil, who knew? India impacting sugar prices, and so on it goes. There you have it, guys.
Super helpful.
Yeah.
I feel kind of out of it in that I had an oatmeal raisin cookie last night.
Look who's jumping in and stealing the show, of course.
I'm still Paul in my W. car. I'm in my car, but I'll be out of it soon. No,
you're not on the side of the road, I hope.
I want you guys to know something. Paul W. has never jumped in until it came to chocolate chip cookies. All right? That's what it takes to get his attention. There you go.
Although we could break down the oatmeal raisin.
Yeah.
You know my limitations, and you've just exceeded them. Yeah, I really love chocolate chip cookies. I just didn't have one last night. It was an oatmeal raisin. Any cookie in a storm, I always say.
We'll take it.
Big day today, getting ready for the debate tonight. If we were in real estate, we would say location, location, location. If we're in radio, we say debate, debate, debate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Tudor Dixon. In fact, we'll hear a little bit of our conversation with Tudor Dixon first thing this morning at 6:19. I do hope you'll tune in to WJR.com and listen to the entire Tudor Dixon interview from the other morning. We can't play the whole thing again because it's just too long, but it's worth listening to. And we'll have a little taste of it coming up here in just a moment, Jeff. And you get to go home.
Yes, indeed. Well, not really, Paul W. Got more work to do today. Our day's just getting started. But looking forward to your show ahead, Paul. Thanks for jumping in and giving us a preview of what's coming up. Looking forward to that. Not going anywhere except tuning in to the Paul W. Show in the next hour.